Hi everyone, I'm Polly. Welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm Jeffrey.
Well, Jeffrey, do you like to write letters?
Oh, you mean actually write letters?
Write with a pen and paper.
Well, no. It's not very convenient to write out a letter with a pen. I usually send messages with my phone or through something like Facebook.
Yeah, actually me too. But writing letters shows more feeling, right? And you can add designs on the paper.
True. If only there were a way to make electronic messages more interesting.
Well, you know, I've heard about this up thing. It may be what you're looking for.
That's right. Up.
Yeah.
Let's go to our article to learn more about this.
Sure.
Reading. Creating personal messages with UpUp. Lots of people copy and paste inspirational messages onto their Facebook pages or blogs. But why not make your own? The web application UpUp.Designed by Taiwanese artist Honey Boy, allows you to create unique, colorful messages in a flash. To use UpUp, all you have to do is type a short message into a box. As you enter words, an image is created below. For every letter you type, a friendly-looking character appears and holds up a card with that letter on it.There are several background colors to choose from as well. Before you know it, you have a personal message that's easy to share online. The little characters that spell out your message are fun to mix and match. They range from plain people with no hair to figures with interesting costumes, like cowboys, natives,and even horses and tree people. UpUp's creations are a cool combination of cute and artistic, while remaining simple. Do you have something to say? Use UpUp and say it with style.
Lots of people copy and paste inspirational messages onto their Facebook pages,or blogs.
好，我们看到第一句话呢，有两个动词 copy and paste， 其实就是我们用电脑最常做的两个动作，复制跟贴上。Copy 你一定已经认识了，那么 paste P-A-S-T-E 这个动词就是张贴。And we also see the word inspirational. Can you explain what this word means?
Inspirational, which is spelled I-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L.
Yeah.
Something inspirational gives you ideas or energy to do your best.
Okay, so something inspirational gives you inspiration?
Right, inspiration is that extra energy, those creative ideas.
Okay, so inspiration 这个名词呢是灵感启发。For example, the war provided the inspiration for the singer's album. 所以呢 inspiration 它其实也可以直接用来指能够激励人心的这样人事物。如果我说 someone is a big inspiration to me, 就表示那个人呢是能够激励鼓舞我的对象。好，那我们再顺便复习一下 ，inspiration 的动词就是 inspire，I-N-S-P-I-R-E， inspire。For example, the band has inspired me to make music of my own。好，所以回到课文呢，用的是这个字的形容词 inspirational， 表示具启发的、鼓舞人心的。Okay, can you give us an example sentence?
Sure. Lots of people want to get into good shape, but they don't really feel like going to the gym or waking up early and exercising.So, lots of people listen to inspirational music while they exercise. And this, you know, helps them to keep going and not give up too soon.
What is inspirational music like?
For me, it should be fast
and
loud.
Okay? Yeah,
otherwise, you might be too lazy when you work out.
Right. Okay, so lots of people copy and paste inspirational messages onto their Facebook pages or blogs. And the article continues, but why not make your own?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I do this too. If I see something cool, I'll copy and then paste it onto my page. But I guess you can be more creative. You don't have to just take what other people write.
Right. So the article continues.
The web application UpUp, okay, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And UpUp is spelled U-P-U-P. Okay. The web application UpUp, designed by Taiwanese artist Honey Boy, allows you to create unique, colorful messages in a flash.
Okay, 好，我们先来看一下，大家现在一定都耳熟能详的一个字 ，APP app， 就是呢从 application 这个字来的 application，application， 应用程式。所以呢，相信蛮多人应该都已经有看过 UpUp 小人这个网络应用程式。It allows you to create unique and colorful messages in a flash.What does in a flash mean?
Well, think about a flash on a camera. That's the bright light that turns on and then off really quickly.
Right.
And that should give you a nice hint for this phrase, in a flash. But let's get some more explanation with our Shortcut for You video.
Shortcut for You.
Hurry up, Pat! We're going to miss the plane!
I'll be there in a flash, Tim!
You'll be where in a what?
In a flash means quickly or immediately.
Oh, so in a flash means 立即马上
See? I got here in a flash.
That was quick. Now let's head to the airport.
You know...Planes are fast, but I wish we had some kind of machine that could take us to our destination in a flash.
Yeah, that would be much more convenient.
Yeah.
好，那我们再继续补充一下，刚刚 Jeffrey 老师已经有说过，照相的时候呢，你按下去那个光就是 flash， 而且呢，这个名词也可以用来说，比如说 a flash of lightning， 或者呢，用它形容突如其来的一种情绪，一阵情绪，例如 a flash of anger， a flash of grief。另外，你可能有听过 news flash， 就是新闻快报。所以呢，我们知道 flash 这个字都是用来表示突然的、很快的一些东西。所以呢 ，in a flash 这个片语当然就不那么难记了，表示立即、马上 ，right away or immediately。
Okay, to use UpUp, all you have to do is type a short message into a box.Now, of course, a box on a computer screen is not a normal 3D box that we talk about. It'd just be a square or a rectangle where your words go.
And the article continues, as you enter words, an image is created below.
Right. So the image is magically being created as you type.So cool.
It's really cool. 那么看到这一句的连接词呢 ,as, 它其实就有 when 的意思。当 ,for example, just as I stepped out of my house, it started raining. Or I can say, my brother plays the guitar as I sing.
So you do it at the same time.
Right, at the same time. Okay, so the image is created immediately. And what does the image look like?
Well, for every letter you type,A friendly-looking character appears and holds up a card, kind of like this, with that letter on it.
Oh, that's really cool. And we see the vocabulary word character here. What does it mean?
Well, a character, this is a person or even an animal that is part of a story or a comic. So, my favorite comic book character is Superman.He's a person in that story. And my favorite Japanese character is, can you guess? It's Pikachu, the little yellow monster who flashes lightning at people.
I didn't know you like that Pikachu.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. So I like him.
Is that the English pronunciation for that?
Pikachu.
Pikachu, okay, yeah. It's very strange. Okay, so I don't really read comics, but if I really have to pick one, I would choose Snoopy.
Snoopy, yeah, he's Snoopy. The dog?
Right.
Okay.
He will be my favorite character. 好，那么另外呢，这句话还看到一个片语 ，hold up. If you hold something up, you move it upwards into a particular position and keep it there. 就是举起、抬起的动举起的意思。Okay, and the article continues.
Well, it talks about the article says that there's more than just these characters.
Yeah.
There are several background colors to choose from as well. Okay, now background, okay? You can kind of understand that it's the ground behind us, to our back. So in a picture or a movie, the background is everything you see behind the main part of the picture. So in this movie, I think we are the main part. We're the important characters
here.
Yeah, we're the characters.
Yeah.
Okay? And behind us is the background. It could be words or pictures or just some one color, like...Up. And I think there's even a pattern, like a desert pattern with cactuses or something like that. So imagine a dog walking through a park on a nice day. Did you do it? Imagine the dog walking through a park on a nice day. Okay. So what's in the background? What's behind the dog? Maybe a blue sky,
the sun,
clouds, some trees. That is the background.
Good, okay, 好，那除了呢有 up up 小人在高举你想要传达的话之外，图片的背景颜色 background color 也是可以自己选择，让画面更有变化的。Okay, so can you give us an example sentence with background?
Well, the painter created a beautiful picture of a lake with a pink and orange sunset in the background.
好，那 background 呢，其实也可以用来指一个人的家世啊、教育或者工作的相关背景。For example, I can say, the news writing course is more suitable for students with journalism background.
Okay, so my background can also mean not just what's behind me, but what I did before.
Right.
Okay, good to know. Now, when you're doing, making a message with UpUp, before you know it, you have a personal message that's easy to share online.
Right, before you know it. 这边看到一个非常实用的说法，在你知道之前，就是你根本还来不及察觉，事情就已经发生了。所以就表示非常快速 almost immediately before you know it.
Yeah, and the little characters that spell out your message are fun to mix and match. Okay? Now, spell out. This is what the characters are doing. To spell something out is to say or show the letters that are part of a word, one at a time, because there's one character for one letter. So we do this a lot when we're learning a language. For example, the teacher asked the students to stand up and spell out their key words. So I will spell S-P-E-L-L.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, and the article continues. They range from plain people with no hair to figures with interesting costumes like cowboys, natives,and even horses and tree people. 好，那这个句子我们看到用了 range from something to something, 表示呢从什么到什么这样一个范围。For example, I can say, the audience for the show range from children to grandparents. Okay, so the characters range from plain people to figures with interesting costumes. So we see the wordplain here. What does plain mean?
Well, plain means very normal and not really special in any way. I'm wearing a pretty plain blue shirt. There's nothing really special here.
Mine's very pretty plain as well. Plain red shirt, plain white shirt.
Okay, so it means kind of normal.
Yeah.
So for example, Kelly doesn't ever put sauce on her pasta. She likes to eat just plain spaghetti.
好，所以 plain 这个形容词就是 朴素、单调或单纯的。所以那文章说的 plain people 其实就有素人这样的意思。另外像我们刚刚说我们穿那些素面的素色的衣物也是用这个形容词来说 plain white t-shirts, plain gray sweater。好，那么呢其实 plain 这个字它当名词就是平原。Okay, so the article tells us these interesting figures include cowboys, natives. What are natives?
Natives are the traditional or original people from a country or land.
Okay, so native means aboriginal people?
That's right, the people who have been on a piece of land or area since long before.
Okay, can you give us an example sentence?
Sure, the natives in this area live in traditional homes and hunt for their food.
Okay, 所以 native 就是呢 aboriginal, 原住民。那么这两个字也都可以当形容词使用。原住民我们还可以说 aboriginal people。那么 native, N-A-T-I-V-E, 当形容词还有出生地的意思。所以一个人的 native language 就是他的母语。For example, my native language is Chinese, so I'm a native Chinese speaker, and teacher Jeffrey is a native English speaker.
Yep.So, Up-Up's creation are a cool combination of cute and artistic while remaining simple, okay? And a combination is two or more things together.
Okay, 那么结合的动词是 combine, 所以名词形式是 combination. 另外这边看到一个形容词 artistic, 是从 aren't 衍生出来的形容词。如果我们说一样东西很 artistic, 就是很艺术的、很精美的。We can also use this word to describe a person. If we say someone is artistic, that person is good at drawing, singing, or doing something relating to art. 用来指一个人很有艺术天分或者有艺术气息。
All right, so do you have something to say? Use up, up, and say it with style.
Okay, and this is the end of today's article. Let's move on to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, now it's time for our For You Chat question. And the question is, what is your favorite way to share an idea?
Okay, because I love music a lot, so usually I share an idea with music. You know, I like to post a lot of music videos or live performances. I'll post the video link on my Facebook page, and actually the idea and the message I want to share is hidden in the music.
Right. Now, I think that can be hard to understand.
Yeah, it is, but that's why I use this kind of way, because I don't want people to...
And you like to make people think.
Right, right.
Well, I'm simpler than that.
Okay.
And also, I'm scared if I post on Facebook, nobody will look at it or like it. So, I usually just communicate one person at a time. If I have something cool, I'll print it out, maybe buy a book, and just put it in their hands.
Okay.
So now you can't ignore my idea.
Right.
So that's how I do it. But what do you do? How do you share your thoughts and ideas? And would you like to use Up Up? Think about this with your friends and talk about it.
Creating personal messages with Up Up. Lots of people copy and paste inspirational messages onto their Facebook pages or blogs. But why not make your own?The web application Up Up, designed by Taiwanese artist Honey Boy, allows you to create unique, colorful messages in a flash. To use Up Up, all you have to do is type a short message into a box. As you enter words, an image is created below. For every letter you type, a friendly-looking character appears and holds up a card.With that letter on it. There are several background colors to choose from as well. Before you know it, you have a personal message that's easy to share online. The little characters that spell out your message are fun to mix and match. They range from plain people with no hair to figures with interesting costumes, like cowboys,natives, and even horses and tree people. Up Up's creations are a cool combination of cute and artistic, while remaining simple. Do you have something to say? Use up, up, and say it with style.
Vocabulary review.
Inspirational. John likes to listen to inspirational speeches while he feels sad. Character. Most adventure stories have both good and bad characters. Background. The family took a photograph with a large temple in the background. Spell out. The teacher asked her students to spell out the new words from the lesson. Plane. The man is very rich, but he always wears jeans and plain white t-shirts. Native. The Indians are the natives of North and South America.